Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The Holy One will be called the Son of God, which of course tells her, oh, this has nothing to do with Joseph. I'm going to be pregnant and it will not involve my betrothed. I think it's miraculous that she hasn't fainted at this point.
Exactly.
Or run away, or began to cry, or screamed for her mother. I love that the angel, however, he keeps talking, and that's maybe pretty smart. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. Now, I bet if we open the phone line, Susie, you would find many, many women with this testimony. I was told I could not have children, and I am now in my fill-in-the-blank month. Mm. God is ever about miracles. That wasn't a one-time thing, a 2,000-year-ago thing. God loves to show up and show off and surprise people who think they cannot have a child. That was the case for Elizabeth. And I love that the angel Gabriel offers her, on the heels of those very spiritual, mysterious words, he offers her a very practical, you can see this yourself, example. Elizabeth, you know her, right? She's going to have a baby. She's 6 months along. Now, I think it's interesting he announces that to her because I doubt Elizabeth and Mary had communicated about this.
Mm-hmm.
She is between 70 to 90, even as much as 100 miles south of Mary. And so, you know, they were not texting and calling and, you know, it wasn't easy to keep in touch with people. And frankly, nobody was carrying the news, so-and-so is pregnant. That kind of thing was just not discussed. And so, you know, as a message that you would send a messenger with that news. So I believe Mary is finding out that news about her relative Elizabeth right here and now. She's 6 months pregnant.
And God is sending her this confirmation. I mean, just even that to confirm what he's doing in her. We've got about a minute, Liz, before we take a break, but I got to ask you about this. What's the difference? And maybe you have to carry the answer over to the other side. With Zechariah's question, when Gabriel announced that his wife would be pregnant, but he was silenced for asking a question. Why the discrepancy there?
Well, his question was, how can I be sure of that?
Okay, yeah, good.
His question was doubt. All Mary wanted to know was how. Huge difference between I don't believe it and I believe it, but I just like a few details.
That's perfect. That is extremely helpful.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.